right, 8:22 is your time. As you well know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, I am willing to fake my knowledge of sports every day of the week, right, Alan? Mm-hmm. I fake it. By now, I figured out how to fake it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't fake any knowledge of politics. I got no clue. But I don't have to, because I have a friend of mine that I go on his show every once in a while. I love listening to, because he knows this city inside and out. It is an honor to have on our show from our sister station, WPHT, the great Dom Giordano. How you doing, Dom?
Hey, great, Angelo. By the way, great question of the day. I may wait a week or so and then steal it. The opening day question. I was going to say Gabe Kapler. That call before me nailed it. So yeah. I'm going to have to say President Trump or Jim Kenney might be a great guy to talk baseball with.
I'm going to be honest with you, Dom. I don't even know how you feel about the mayor or the president or any of that. I'm not a political guy at all. But we got this story dropped into our lap 2 weeks ago where a woman calls in, and I have been going nuts about the mayor being unavailable the whole first week of the crisis when things were being sent down. We had his health commissioner saying no gatherings of more than 5,000. Then 2 days later, he said no gatherings of more than 1,000. Really, we'd like you to keep it under 250. And this is actually the day, the 12th of the day I want to talk about. Here is Commissioner Thomas Farrell.
Effective today, we are prohibiting public gatherings involving more than 1,000 people in the city of Philadelphia for the next 30 days. Okay, that's a legal prohibition that's effective immediately. We are also strongly recommending not holding gatherings of more than 250 people effective immediately.
All right, we're all going crazy about the messaging, 5,000, 1,000, 250. We're trying to get the mayor on. Rhea's good friends with him. The mayor is nowhere to be found. A woman called and says, I know where he is. He was taping a TV reality show in front of my house on March 12th, that Thursday, two weeks ago today. What's your reaction to that story?
It looks bad, Angela, because if this is a five-minute interview, say, over the phone with something, it's one thing. But to your point, I'm looking at the Washington Examiner, and thank you, because I didn't know anything about this, that this is what the mayor was engaged in. This is a long process, this show, The Prophet, which is a good show, and you're kind of removed from the reality of what's going on. Kenny has been sort of restrained, if you remember early on in this. He was telling people, as this was breaking with Governor Wolf and all, to go out and make sure you tip your waitstaff and all. So maybe he didn't take this crisis as seriously, and that's why he was out of pocket. It's not a good look. When you're the leader in this, you at least, to your point, have to fake it. Even if you're not doing too much, you have to show people you're engaged. I would indicate, I don't think Ed Rendell, for example, I was thinking, would do that at that point in time.
No, this is what's interesting. You're 100% right, Tom, because when I couldn't get Kenny. I tried for days, right? Mm-hmm. So I got Rendell, and I said, Ed, and this was the same week that Kenny was doing a TV show, and I went, Ed, would you be deferring to your health commissioner? Would you not be out front and center? He said, that's why you're elected, to lead your city. And then to explain what you were saying, this is the next Monday, the 17th. Listen to the messaging after he did the TV show. Listen to me.
I recommend you wash your hands. You stay out of within 3 feet of people and go out and have dinner tip your waitstaff.
Is he clueless?
I'm not a fan. There's a tremendous amount. Yeah, you have to have ego to do what we do and to do what they do. But this guy is way out there. And when you get into a second term with a mayor like Kenny Angelo, I would expect more of it. There's a story in the paper today, and I have the guy on, where he has deemed or allowed them to deem hundreds, if not thousands, of city workers essential to work from home and get time and a half in the middle of all this.
Really?
Time and a half.
Is it the honor system, Dom?
Well, you can imagine the working from home. Now, I'm in the Dom Dome, my home studio, sort of, and I don't have any shoes on at this point to give you an idea. So it's a little bit easier working from home, Angelo, you know what I mean? And you get time and a half. That's pretty good.
This whole thing is blowing my mind. Here's the other part of the story that I'm puzzled by, Dom. Only one media outlet other than this stupid show did anything on it, and that was the Washington Examiner. The Inquirer must follow that. They must have known this had gone on. Why didn't they cover it?
I think it's a good angle, and it calls into question exactly what you're saying, what leaders should be doing, et cetera. I'm very glad, because we didn't have any access to it. You knew about a listener. I do read the Washington Examiner. I just didn't see this one. And Angela, they got thousands of reporters and others out there. This is a great angle to ask him about this, to contrast his sense of this versus, say, a Rendell and others. Rendell would give you a quote on it. It would have been a good story. I can't explain it, why they didn't move on it.
Do you think you might do something with it soon?
Oh, today, yes.
Great. No, I'm
absolutely
thrilled.
Yes.
See, this is the thing. I've been out of the journalism game a long time now. But to me, my God, this is the health crisis of our lifetime. The guy's doing a TV show. And then in the actual, you know, acknowledgement of it by his chief of staff or spokesperson, they went, no, you don't understand. This show is going to be important for Philadelphia tourism. And you go, well, I don't think that's the top priority at this moment.
No, exactly. And again, Angelo, if it's a minor thing, you do a phone call, you do whatever, you can do two things at once.
Sure.
These things, you're right, are an all-day type of thing. It's a bad look. This guy ought to be proactive. And again, the Rendell model, I hate to go back to,
is
a real good one to see what he would do. Case in point, I remember Governor Rendell, who gets it, versus Mayor Nutter, who didn't. They put on that A&E series, The Parking Wars, and people refused to come to Philadelphia because of this vicious PPA out there running tickets. Rendell said he never would have. He would have pulled the plug on that in 30 seconds.
Yeah. See, you got to know your city.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You know, I know Kenny's been here. It's just awful. Dom, thank you. I love the work you do at PHT. I admire all the work you guys do. I'm thrilled that you're our sister station. And listen to Dom. Listen to us. We want you part of this. Dom, thank
you,
Angela, so much.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for bringing this up, too. And remember, Yogi Berra on opening day.
Oh, you're in the lead.
I love that vodka prize. Sounds pretty good. On
See you later, Dom.
Right,
Dom Giordano from PHT. Al, he is now. They didn't know. And it's not their fault. They're not the reporters. They're the reactors like we are. Nobody covered the story. Hold on. I need a minute here. The Philadelphia Inquirer. Is there any actual reason why you're in business? Do you understand that when Al and I worked there, I was once nominated for a Pulitzer Prize there because we took pride in tracking stories down that matter. If the mayor not taking the coronavirus situation seriously enough and dedicating his time to a reality TV show is not news, maybe you should go back to journalism school because you forgot what news was. Mayor Kenney is doing a horrible job in the biggest crisis of his life in politics. Horrible.
Why are you going after the Inquirer on this?
I want to tell you why, Rick.
No, because I mean,
there.
You don't. No, I'm just going to say this. I follow them every day.
Yep.
They're working their ass off covering
this
stuff.
This might be a story just wasn't.
I mean, I'm sorry.
It's a huge story.
You want to be mad at Jim Kenney? Go right ahead.
Yep.
I think you have every right to. I don't think you have a right to ask the Inquirer what they're doing.
Yeah,
because I think they're working their ass off.
They did not get the story that was sitting in front of them. If somebody in Washington had covered the story, I would say there's probably a lot of good virus stories in Washington, too. They thought it was worthwhile enough to focus on our mayor, and nobody in our own city did? Sorry. Not a good job by the Inquirer. Horrible. And all the news, all the other news outlets, not just the Inquirer, all the rest of them, do your job. That's what you're supposed to do. And if that means going after the mayor, don't be afraid of him. Go after him. Because I think it's a fear factor with the mayor. That's my guess. Jeff is on the line from Camden. Every time the mayor comes up, I lose my voice. Mm-hmm. I'll take over.
Well, Jeff from Camden. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Al.
How are you, Jeff?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing great. We're trying to get through it. Every day is another disaster, it seems like, getting worse and worse. What's on your mind?
It's really bad. You know, I have an opinion about the Philadelphia 76ers, and I've been scrutinized every time that I put this out there. I've been scrutinized. I've been made fun of. And it's my opinion. I think I'm entitled to my opinion, you know?
Well, you're entitled, but let me hear it so I can tell you if it's wrong.
Shake Milton is a better NBA player.
Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead.
And Ben Simmons.
Oh, come on. No.
Oh, stop it.
Jeff, Jeff, you got to get yourself tested. What the?
Jeff.
Oh, dear.
Jeff, I can understand you. You got a guy that's tried so hard and played so hard, but I mean, there's just
stop it.
Yeah, you've You've lost your mind on that one.
He won't take a jump shot.
But if Ben Simmons never shot the ball ever, he'd still be a more valuable player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some things you just have an agenda on. You just have to stop the agenda with him.
No, hold on. You're not breaking the game down. Yeah, you know what? Shake Milton is a better shooter. The other guy doesn't shoot. In every other aspect of the game, Ben is 100% better.
An elite defensive player.
He's a great defender. He's a great distributor of the ball.
Right.
He doesn't shoot. And you know what else? He's a much better rebounder, and he's great inside with the ball, and he's a scorer there. So, Jeff, you've only focused on the one weak area of Ben's game, which is the only good area of Shake's game.
Points win the game, though, in the end. Points win the game.
I understand. You were originally calling out baseball. You should have stuck to that. You should have stuck to that. Give me somebody you want to hang with today, Jeff.
Ken Griffey Jr.
All right. That's a very good one. But it saddens me because there was a time one day, Jeff, when you and I hung together.
Right.
But you wanted him
to pick you?
And you didn't pick me at all. You went with Ken Griffey Jr. Interesting choice.
I was going to pick you.
You have a much better shot with Ken Griffey Jr.
About Shake.
No, he has a much better
Do yourself a favor. I think Shake Shack is still open. Have lunch there.
Frank is next with us. Hi, Frankie.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, Frank. What's on your mind, my brother?
Yes, sir. First of all, your father was an ex-Marine?
Yeah.
He was a Marine.
Yes, he was.
Okay. I don't understand why you guys are so fascinated over the corn cob. The Marines had a system that they've done for conserving things. You know, Marines, you have to ask permission to laugh, okay?
Yeah.
So when it came to the toilet paper, take the one hank of the toilet paper.
What?
Fold it into triangle once.
Yeah.
Fold it into the triangle twice.
Yeah.
Fold it into the triangle three times.
Yeah.
Take a little piece of the end of it and put it aside because that's an important tool. Open up the toilet paper. You'll see a hole in the middle of the toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's where your finger went. And after you clean yourself with the toilet paper, then you pull the toilet paper up through your finger, and then you take the little small piece you saved to clean your fingernail.
My dad did not do that.
No way,
Frank, that's horrible. Oh, man.
We could go through a whole war with one solid roll of toilet paper.
All right, hold on, Frank. You're not making this up, are you?
No, sir. No, sir.
This is awful. I believe in a liberal use of toilet paper, but Frank, that is a fine conservation effort by you. Give me somebody you want to hang with in baseball today.
Roy Campanella,
great one. Wow, that's outside the box. I liked it, but then so was your call. And again, Al, I got a lot of feedback when I mentioned my dad was in the Marines and that I encountered his gun down in our basement.
Okay.
Right? It was not loaded. A lot of people were worried that I would brandish it today. Yeah, I do not know what happened to the gun.
Didn't you bring it in after I get rid of ours?
For show and tell?
No. Like, you're supposed to bring it to, when your dad dies or whatever, you're not supposed to, my dad had a lot of guns. We brought him into the police station. I guess my mom brought him, too.
Well, I thought it was safe because behind the gun was the stash of the risque material.
Where'd you bring those?
Got those. Al, the number, please.
215-592-9494. 215-592-9494.
Wouldn't mind having some now, to be honest with you. When we return, Al, we got a whole bunch of show left. I'm going to play for you a new Conklin song by Casey Conklin, which is about what you should do in a pandemic. You don't want to miss it. Top of the hour, Kevin Cootey goes around the horn with all this sports stuff. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time is 837.